Hey, everybody, and welcome to our deep dive today.
Oh, this is going to be good.
We are getting cozy with a December 2024 issue of Around La Porte,
That's right.
our favorite little local magazine
Yeah.
that always, captures the heart of our town.
It really does. It's like
What is going on?
a little snapshot of life here,
Yeah, exactly.
in La Porte.
And this month is no exception.
Absolutely not.
We've got everything from
And see.
EMS shakeups to inspiring stories about local ministries.
That's right. And what strikes me?
What's that?
It's just how Around La Porte really manages to capture like the microcosm of this community.
Oh, yeah.
Reading through these articles, you really get a sense of, the pulse of La Porte,
Totally.
the good, the
The
bad,
ups and
the
downs.
challenges, the triumphs.
Absolutely. And speaking of challenges,
Oh.
let's talk about that Shore Acres EMS situation. Sounds like
Yeah.
they've been having a tough time with some seriously slow response times.
The magazine really highlights just a history of these concerns from residents,
Wow.
which ultimately has led to Shore Acres creating a new agreement with La Porte EMS.
Okay, interesting.
And what I find really interesting is the financial commitment involved.
Okay.
It's a 19-month contract
Got it.
with a monthly fee of over $15,000.
Oh, wow. That's a hefty price tag.
It is.
When it comes to emergency services, though,
Right.
can you really put a price on peace of mind?
Exactly. And,
Yeah.
this situation, it raises some interesting questions. Well, is this, a sign of things to come? Will we see more small towns struggling to maintain these really essential services
Yeah.
and needing to turn to their larger neighbors
Interesting.
for support?
Yeah.
And what does that mean, for taxpayers in the long run?
It makes you think.
It really does.
This isn't just a Shore Acres issue.
Right.
This could have like ripple effects across the whole region.
Absolutely.
But let's shift gears a little bit
Okay, I like it.
and talk about something truly inspiring.
I'm ready.
The Student Life Ministry.
Ah, this story just warmed my heart.
Me too.
It's amazing to see how this ministry has just organically grown,
Yeah.
starting at DeWalt High School
Huh?
and now reaching over 700 students
Wow.
across all of the La Porte campuses.
That's incredible.
And it all started with word of mouth.
Really?
That, to me, just speaks volumes about the impact they're having.
Absolutely. It's incredible. They're not just, teaching kids about faith.
Right.
They're equipping them with life skills,
Yes.
offering mentorship,
Mentorship is so
creating
important.
a sense of belonging.
Right.
There's even a story about a student who needed a letter of recommendation for court.
Oh, wow.
And the ministry was there.
That's amazing.
No judgment, just support.
That's what it's all about.
It really highlights the importance of having that community
It
support,
does.
especially for young people
I
who are
know.
facing some really difficult
Yeah,
situations.
it takes a village.
It really does.
And it seems like La Porte is doing a phenomenal job
Yeah.
of creating that supportive village.
And, the article even mentions ways for readers to get involved,
Oh, that's great.
attending meetings, volunteering, donating. It
Amazing.
made me wonder
Yeah.
how many of our listeners have heard of this Student Life Ministry?
That's a great question.
And how can Around La Porte help connect more people with these amazing organizations?
That's a really great point. This publication really does have the power to shine a light on these unsung heroes in our community,
Totally.
the people that are quietly making a difference every single day.
Yeah.
And it can be a catalyst for action,
Yeah.
encouraging readers to, get involved, donate their time, volunteer.
Absolutely. Speaking of getting involved,
Oh, what's next?
let's talk about all the holiday happenings coming up.
Yes.
This December issue is jam-packed
I know, I love it.
with festive events.
It seems like La Porte just truly embraces the holiday spirit.
It really does.
Yeah.
From Christmas on Main with ice slides and reindeer
Oh,
to
fun.
supper with Santa and photos with Santa for our furry friends.
Ah, that's
There's
cute.
something for everyone.
I love that.
And I have to say,
What?
the San Jacinto Central Campus musical, Santa's Christmas Magic,
Okay.
sounds absolutely enchanting.
I bet.
Plus, the La Porte Bayshore Garden Club Ornament Exchange.
Oh, that's fun.
That's the kind of local flavor that you just don't find anywhere else.
You really don't. And, these events really highlight the importance of, just community gatherings. They
Yeah.
bring people together.
Yeah.
They foster that sense of belonging and create these, really cherished memories.
Absolutely. It's all about celebrating the season, connecting with our neighbors,
Yeah.
and embracing the spirit of La Porte.
I love it.
Speaking of celebrating.
Aren't we celebrating?
Let's not forget about La Porte ISD's impressive achievements this year.
Oh, yes. Their achievements are impressive.
22 consecutive years with an A rating.
Wow.
For financial accountability.
That's amazing.
That's unheard of.
It really is.
Not to mention, 6 of their elementary schools are ranking nationally.
Wow, look at them go.
They received a top-notch school safety certification.
That kind of consistency
yeah.
speaks to a deep-rooted commitment to excellence.
I agree.
Makes you wonder, yeah. what are they doing differently? Mm-hmm. What can other school districts learn from their success?
That's a great question.
I wonder if, you know, around La Porte could do a deeper dive into their strategies
yeah.
and share those insights with the community.
That would be fascinating.
Yeah.
To learn more about how that high-performing district works.
Right.
And it's not just about academics.
It's not.
The magazine also mentions a heartwarming story about First United Methodist Church donating Thanksgiving baskets.
Oh, how nice.
To families in need.
Oh.
It's a beautiful reminder that this community really cares for its own.
Absolutely. It speaks to just the interconnectedness of La Porte. Yeah. You know, schools, churches, businesses, residents.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
We are.
And that sense of, you know, collective responsibility is really what makes this community so special.
I agree.
And, you know, it's just heartwarming to see that community extends beyond just the holiday season.
Oh, for sure.
That article about the La Porte Rail Park development
oh, yeah.
really caught my eye.
Me too. Yeah. I was really struck by their emphasis on environmental responsibility.
Oh, absolutely.
Like incorporating community feedback, putting restrictions on hazardous materials. It seems like they're committed to doing this the right way.
It's encouraging to see that forward thinking.
Yeah.
And the potential economic impact is huge.
I know it's big.
I was reading that, you know, similar projects in other small towns have really been catalysts for growth.
Totally.
Attracting new businesses.
Yeah.
Creating jobs.
Exactly. It's about more than just tracks and trains, right?
It is.
This is about investing in La Porte's future.
Absolutely.
Speaking of investing in the future,
okay.
there's that sweet little story about La Porte resident Jilly Beard.
Yes.
Donating toys to Texas Children's Hospital.
What a beautiful gesture, you know? It's a reminder that, you know, the holiday spirit is all about spreading joy and kindness.
Absolutely.
Especially to those who need it most.
It's those little acts of generosity.
It is.
That really embodies the spirit of the season.
I agree.
Now, I know we all love the warm and fuzzies.
Oh, yeah.
But around La Porte doesn't shy away from the real stuff either.
That's right.
I mean, that article about coping with difficult relatives during the holidays.
Oh, yes.
It's like they were reading my mind.
Uh-huh.
That one resonated with me, too.
I know, right?
You know, let's face it, the holidays can be stressful.
Oh, they can be so stressful.
All those family dynamics coming together.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes is a recipe for tension.
Absolutely. And the advice in the article is spot on.
I think so, too.
Setting boundaries.
Okay.
Practicing self-care. Focusing on gratitude.
Yes.
It's a good reminder that, you know, it's okay to prioritize our own well-being.
It is.
Even amidst the chaos of the holidays. Absolutely. You know, finding that balance between preserving those family traditions, but also protecting our own, you know, mental and emotional health.
Yes.
That's a valuable lesson no matter what time of year it is.
I agree. You know, as we're going through these articles,
yeah.
I'm struck by how much Around the Hortic covers.
I know, me too.
It's not just news and events.
No.
It's a reflection of, like, the whole community.
It really is. And we've got updates from Morgan's Point.
Well, tell me about it.
They are demolishing some old equipment at Grimes Park.
Got it.
For safety reasons.
Okay.
They're planning a renovation, and they're even offering homeowners up to $450 annually for their home alarm monitoring service.
Wow. Talk about being proactive.
Right.
It's great to see them taking those steps to make the community safer for everyone.
Yeah.
And speaking of community pride.
What about it?
We can't forget about our amazing student athletes.
Oh, yes.
Those La Porte High School students signing national letters of intent.
What an accomplishment. It's inspiring to see these young people just pursuing their dreams, you know, both on and off the field.
Yeah.
They're really setting a great example for their peers.
And the success of the volleyball and water polo teams.
Oh, yes.
Racking up those all-district honors. Representing La Porte on a regional stage.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
It really showcases just the talent and dedication of these student athletes, the commitment of their coaches and their families.
For sure.
And let's not forget about our Bulldogs football team.
Oh, yes.
Racing towards the state championship.
Third round of the playoffs.
The excitement is palpable.
I know. I love how the magazine captured all the energy. Businesses providing cheer items, fans lining the streets for those pregame parades.
It's so fun.
It's like the whole town is rallying behind them.
And you know, it's about more than just winning.
It is.
It's about that shared sense of community pride, that feeling of belonging and togetherness.
Yes.
It's moments like these that really make living in a small town so special.
As we're flipping through these pages, it really strikes me that around La Porte, it's more than just a magazine.
Oh, it is.
It's like this tapestry.
It is.
Woven from the threads of everyday life in La Porte.
I like that.
It's the heartbeat.
It is.
Of our community captured in print.
I love that. And what I find fascinating is just how it captures both like the micro and the macro.
Totally.
From that, you know, heartwarming story of a resident donating toys to the potential, you know, economic transformation that the rail park could bring.
It makes me think about the role that local journalism plays.
Yeah.
In fostering that sense of belonging.
Absolutely.
You know, in this age that's dominated by national news and social media.
It's true.
Around La Porte offers this refreshing reminder.
It does.
That there's so much happening right here.
Right here.
In our own backyard.
In our own backyard.
It connects us to our neighbors. It highlights those issues that matter most to our community.
Right.
And celebrates the people who are making a difference.
Yeah. It's like that saying, think globally, act locally.
Exactly.
Around La Porte empowers us to do just that.
It does.
It informs, it inspires, and reminds us that we're part of something so much bigger than ourselves.
And that sense of community is what makes La Porte such a special place to live.
It is.
It's the reason why people choose to put down roots here, raise their families, invest in the future of this town.
You got it.
It's the reason why we have organizations like the Student Life Ministry.
Yeah.
Residents like Jilly Beard, who just open their hearts to those in need.
Absolutely.
A school district that's consistently striving for excellence.
And publications like Around La Porte.
Yes.
That help to nurture and sustain that community spirit.
It reminds us that we're not just, you know, individuals living in close proximity.
Right.
We are a collective.
Yes, we are.
Interconnected by these shared experiences.
Not values.
Values, aspirations.
Yes. And as we wrap up this deep dive into the December issue.
Yes.
I want to leave our listeners with a challenge.
Okay. I like it.
Pick up a copy of Around La Porte or visit their website.
Great idea.
Explore the stories, engage with the content, discover the heart of our community.
You might be surprised by what you find.
You really might.
A new perspective?
Yeah.
A heartwarming tale?
Right.
Or maybe even a call to action.
Because at the end of the day, La Porte is what we make it.
It is.
And by staying informed, engaged, and connected, we can all contribute to making this town the best that it can be.
So here's to celebrating La Porte.
Yes.
In all its complexities and triumphs.
Yes.
Here's to the stories that shape us.
Yes.
The connections that bind us.
And in the spirit that makes this town so unique.
And here's to Round La Porte.
Yes.
For capturing it all so beautifully.
Beautifully.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time.
Stay curious.
Stay engaged.
And stay connected to the heart of La Porte.
See you next time.